something serious I want you to know about. As you hear about COVID-19 vaccinations running behind schedule, there's something I want you to know about, and that is that thousands upon thousands of vaccines are ending up in the trash. Why? State and federal rules, guidelines, and regulations. You think I'm joking? I'm not. It's sad. In fact, as many as half of all vaccines are ending up in the trash on some days in some places. That, according to estimates being put forth. You see, what happens is they will schedule, they being a hospital or a medical facility, will schedule a group of people to be vaccinated. And these vaccines have a very short shelf life. As you know, they have to be kept at extremely cold temperatures. So if they bring out a lot of 50, and there's only 35 people to get them, then what do you do with the other 15? Well, the smart thing, of course, would be at the hospital or the clinic, hey, do you need a vaccine? Hey, do you can't do that. It's not allowed. Most state regulations, federal regulations, don't allow that to happen. And so by the time you get somebody in line, it's too late. Vaccines go in the trash by the thousands around this country. They have a short shelf life once they're thawed. Hospitals and other healthcare providers would rather let it go in the trash than go into the arm of somebody who is not properly scheduled to get the vaccine. So there aren't any solid numbers yet, but the World Health Organization warned back in 2005 that 50% of vaccines released globally end up in the garbage. 50% in the garbage because they're unprepared and they don't have a plan B. Remarkable, right? And while that's going on, CBS News sits down with Kamala Harris for a hard-hitting interview. The soon-to-be vice president sat down for a hard-hitting interview on CBS News. And what did they talk about? Her shoes. Tennis shoes. That's apparently the most important thing. Listen to this. It's bite number two. Go.
We had to ask about that fashion choice, surely a first for a vice president, the Converse Chuck Taylor sneakers, the Chucks.
I got to tell you, when you walked in, I checked out, is she wearing them? You're not wearing your Chucks today.
No.
What is the story?
It became a story. I've always worn Chucks.
It's my casual.
It's my casual go-to. I, you know, grew up with Chucks. I just love them. They're comfortable.
I can attest. There is several closets full of them.
He's exaggerating.
But this wasn't just something that she started doing on the campaign. And when I met her, it was Chucks and jeans when she met the kids. And
what did it say to you?
She's down to earth. People ask me all the time, like, what's she really like? I said, she's shockingly normal. I think that is really an extension of who she really is.
You know, my takeaway is journalism is dead in America. Don't worry, we've got 4 years of this drivel to look forward to. Chucks, her Converse. Who cares? Okay. Let's go to Jerry. He's checking in from Detroit. Jerry, how are you today?
All righty. What a way to start the new year, right, Steve?
Sure. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about two things right quick before your next break. First, what I think is the hypocrisy of Trump supporters, uh-huh. And also what I think is a false equivalency between the Capitol.
We'll get to one. We'll get to one. We'll see if you have time. Start with one, Jerry. I'm not giving you the half the program. Hurry up.
I'll try. First, the hypocrisy of Trump supporters. As much as they trashed and demonized Barack Obama throughout his entire presidency, it seems white conservatives seem to have a selective amnesia, you know, when they gripe about how Donald Trump is treated compared to Barack Obama.
No, Jerry, you can't feed that garbage here. Donald Trump has been treated worse by the journalists, the alleged journalists in this country, by CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, 93% negative stories, and I think it's probably higher now, throughout his presidency. There is no comparison, Jerry. Move along to your next point.
As far as the comparison between the Capitol Hill siege and the Black Lives Matter protests, uh-huh. I've heard white conservatives constantly accuse Black Lives Matter of violence when nothing can be further from the truth. They don't
Gosh, Jerry, stop. I mean, you can peddle that nonsense to somebody who's buying. I'm not. I can go to Minneapolis, Portland, Kenosha, Chicago. I can go all over this country. More than 700 police officers injured. More than 30 people killed. I can go to the CHOP zone in Seattle. All of these places, anarchists, Antifa, BLM, the violence, the billions with a B, Jerry, billions of dollars in damage throughout the summer. Come on, Jerry. If you're going to call here, be intellectually honest, please. At least make an attempt. At least fake like you're honest for a moment. And then call back anytime. I greatly appreciate you being here. We'll just agree to disagree and conclude that you're flat out wrong on both points. Let's go to Wayne, also in Michigan. Wayne, how are you today?
Hey, good morning, Steve. I have an idea.
Okay.
If Joe Biden doesn't believe in free market capitalism, that automatically makes him a racist, a bigot, and a homophobe. You see how that works?
See, I do. I see how that works. Yeah, let's. Yep. You know, if we don't agree with somebody, we'll just label them and smear them, as the mainstream media has done to Donald Trump for 5.5 years now. Wayne, I think you're onto something there, except that we don't do that here. We talk about what's true and what's not true, what policies work and which ones don't, what America's founded on, and we get rid of ridiculous myths like the things that Jerry was just trying to peddle here on the program, which is absolute garbage, absolute garbage. No honest person believes the kind of crap that Jerry was just feeling. The problem is you have a lot of people that get their news from Facebook and Twitter. So first of all, they're censored down to a very thin stream of what they're allowed to see in the first place by the CCP handlers of those social media networks. So they're fed a steady diet of garbage and perverted truth, I think. Perverted truth. Maybe that's a good way to put it, all right? Big day in the NFL. I mean, so I hear. I don't watch the stuff anymore. I gave up on that long ago, but sports after the break.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.